Okay, here we go. Three short ideas for Parshas Emor. Tavshin Pei Gimel with the Rachma Shivka Rebbe Shlita the Imres Taharos connected to Lag B'Omer as well. Hope me bli neder Imres Hashem. Our learning should be Lunishma. Shane the Bas of Yosef. My wife's grandma's yard was this week. Esther Tehila Bas of Grandma Pinchas of First Shlema for Shane Rivka Bas Leah Pesor Shechoy. So first idea comes us from the Tolas Yaakov Yosef. It says Emor Al Kohanim Anefesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav. Over Amarta, the opening psukim talk about Tumas Kohanim to make sure that you don't become impure. Says it told us very simply, Kohanim Hemana Anoshim Avodim Es Hashem Yisbarach. Kohanim just refer to the Kohen. We know that Klal Yisrael by Matan Torah coming up. We're called the Goy Kodesh. We're called Mamlechas Kohanim and Goy Kodesh. Well, every one of us is a Kohen. Says it told us if you're a Kohen, it means you're striving and you're looking to grow. Kodesh Baruch Hu Yom Lehem Len Nefesh Shlo Yitama Shlo Yitama Es Nafshul Avodim Es Hashem Yisbarach B'Machshav Es Geus. El Yavod as Hashem Yisbach Babachno v'Shivos. What's the Kaddish Baruch Hu saying? Says it told us Yaakov Yosef. It's telling us, don't become impure. What's impure? Impure means to become a Baal Gaiva. We know that the Or HaTzadikim says that all sin. The Gemara says all sin comes in the world because of Gaiva. Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you a neshama, and Kaddish Baruch Hu gives you life, and you're spitting in his face to do an Aveira. That's what. That's exactly what the Chiddush Arming says in Parshas. I think in Parshas Naso. Says it told Yosef, El Kohanim LeNefesh Lo Yitam Abav. Make sure you keep yourself clean. If you're striving to grow in Nefesh Hashem, clean from Gaiva. This is the Kedushas Levi, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Misinai. We say this all the time. Opening Moshe to Perkei Avos says that Moshe got the Torah from Har Sinai. No, he didn't. He got the Torah from Hashem. No, says Kedushas Levi, we didn't go to the Gemara and the Medrash tell us that Kedushas Levi went to all the mountains. Har Sinai says, why am I? I'm the smallest one. Kedushas Levi says, Dafka you. I can only rest my Shechina. The Eshkenaz Daka, the Pasuk says. I can only rest my Shechina to the ones that are humble. To all the ones that nullify and submit and subjugate and surrender. That is the ultimate way to serve Kaddish Baruch Hu. Beautiful told us Yaakov Yosef, Kiddush Levi, idea number two. Two and three are going to stick with Lahazir Gadol and Al Katan. The first idea comes to us from the Mori Naim, beautiful Mori Naim. The Mori Naim says on the opening Sukkim, Emor Kohanim B'nei Aram, Amar Talayim L'Nevesh Lo Yitama Ba'amav. So Rashi picks up on the, and quotes the Gemara. Why Davka does it say Emor V'Amar Talayim double Lashon? Lahazir Gadol and Al Katanim. You should make sure that the older Kohanim, they should make sure that the younger Kohanim are very careful of Tumas space as well. Says the Morei Naim, it's much deeper than that as well. Lahaz Yigadolim Hainu, Sha'oivde Hashem, Yilmadu Asa'od, Vasherheim Be'emes Gadolim. At the end of the day, you want to know what it means to be an Eved Hashem? To teach the nation that they're Heim Be'emes Gadolim. Hainu Ba'alei Das, Sha'arim Yishlaim Das, Be'inu Lahaza, Ala Katan, Matulomar, Shalil Yachnisa, Zadas, Be'katnis, Iskar Lamhaza. Means to remind every single Jew, not just their children, to make sure to remind us who we are. Don't get caught in the kindness of this world. Don't get caught in the taiva, in the seduction of Olam Haza, to know who we are. To remember that we're the neshama. We're not a neshama with a guf. We're not a guf with the neshama. We're a neshama with a guf. That our neshama, says the Sfasemis, from a few weeks ago, Tazrim and Torah, our neshama is the one that's making the calls. Our neshama is one that is striving. That's all what Lag B'Omer is all about. Lag B'Omer is all about to realize who we are. You know, Purim, it's a halacha that Purim and Lag B'Omer come out on the same day. That means this year, if Purim was Monday night, Tuesday, it means this year, Lag B'Omer is Monday night, Tuesday. And the Shulchan Aruch brings down, it's a plag, that's the remez to remember. The whole Indian of Purim and Lag B'Omer is to Shimon Bar Yochai was revealing Torah Sanistra, the Torah of our Nistra, the Torah of revealing the hiddenness, who we are. That's not me, that's the Shvi'el Pinchas, for sure. Rav Weinberger flushes that beautifully every year on Lag B'Omer. Lahazia Gedolim Ala Ketanim. Lahazia Gedolim, remember who you are. You're a Gadol. Don't get caught up in the catness of this world. Don't get caught off in the smallness of Al Haza or in the smallness of little things here, little things there. Don't make them bigger than they actually are. Remember, we're here to serve the Rabbonu Shalom with our neshama. Beautiful idea from the Mori Naim, the Sasemis, and the Chedushim remind us about the Pintaliyah, the Magin Avram, which never, and Neveir can never touch. And finally, the final idea, the Nomai Malach, and the Kushas Ramagia brings this down multiple times. I remember hearing this from the first time from Weimarger. The Hazir Gedolim Alek Tanim, second shot. That sometimes we have Yimei Gadlus, and sometimes you have Yimei Katnus. Yimei Gadlus means, according to my understanding, Rabbi Goldberg quoted yesterday in the Parshas here, Yimei Gadlus is that things when you're to be able to be expansive, things are going well in your Avodas Hashem, you feel close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. But then we know that at the end of the day we have something called Ratzav Hashov. Ratzav Hashov means that they're Al Ketanim, they're not going to be just days of feeling it, and you're feeling closest. But says the Noamach, lahazir gedolim, to use that Shabbos, to use that drasha, to use that maisa, halaktan, for those times that it's choshech, for those times that it's hard, for those times that it's difficult. Maybe that's why we go into Sfira. Before we go into Sfira, the Baruch Hu gives us Pesach. At the end of the day, before we go into the days that Yemei Avelos, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, take the light of Pesach. This is what Rav Shraub says actually in Shia Shirim. It says in the Pasuk in Shia Shirim, Man Mr. Shoeva, that quotes this in the back of the Sefer, it says, how beautiful are my yafu pamacha na'alai. Right? It says, Shia Shirim, how beautiful are your shoes? How beautiful are your shoes? Get to your shalom. You take off your shoes and get your shalom. No. It says Rav Shraub, Kadosh Baruch Hu saying, how beautiful are your shoes? It's not talking about when you get to your shalom, when you come out of your shalom. The whole point of going to Yerushalayim Aliyah L'Regel is to take Yerushalayim back into your home. Because Kadosh Baruch Hu understands that you're not going to always feel the Shechina, you're not going to always feel the Yerushalayim. But it's taking Yerushalayim, taking those moments and bringing it into your life. What an incredible idea from the Rebbe Meilech and Rav Shraub. So let's reveal those three ideas. Tolos Yaakov Yosef told us, L'nevesh alakonim, L'nevesh l'itama ba'amav, make sure you're a Kohen, lo yitama, don't become a Baal Gaiva, like Duke Yishas Levi says, Rabbanu Shlom says, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mitzrayim. No, he didn't get it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't get it from Sinai. No, he learned the midah of humility, of anava, of surrendering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is Dakar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu only writes a Shechina on the ones that are humble, which is the whole Indian of Lag Ba'omer and Shavuos. The Mori Naim, L'hazir Gedol Ma'alik Tam, L'hazir Gedol means to remind who we are, that we're great people. Don't get caught up in the katness of this world, in the Olam Hazah, like the Sassam says in Tazrin Mitzorah, to make sure that the Neshama is running the guf. Why is someone caught talk Lashon Hara? Because the guf is going before the Neshama. Make sure the Neshama is making the calls. To remind who we are. Like Purim and like Bormish Shachanah writes the same day of the week. Obviously, there's an internal connection. To remember that we are a Pintaliyah, we are a Neshama, we are part of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kamim Mamash with Baal Tani. It says, finally, the third and final idea, the Rebbe Amelch, Lahazir Gedom Alek Tani means to remember those days when it's hard. Lahazir Gedom, you have those incredible days. Those days you feel closest to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Alek Tani. These are those days. Okay, you feel closest to push through those days, alaktanim, when you're not feeling it. And that's what Shab says, the whole point of going to Yerushalayim, how beautiful are your shoes? What do you mean, how beautiful are your shoes? In Yerushalayim. Not when you get to Yerushalayim, but when you leave Yerushalayim. When you leave Yerushalayim, it's supposed to bring the Yerushalayim home, to bring it back into your lives, bring those times of closest, of tzvikas, of closest to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Shibzokha as Hashem to submit and surrender to Kadosh Baruch Hu. The more we do that, the more we'll be able to accept the Torah Sanistra, the Torah Sanigla, coming up for Lag Ba'omer and Shavuos, to remember who we are, that we're Gedolim, that we're in the Neshamas, and to finally to remember to take those closeness days, those days of closeness, and to use those days where things might be a little bit more difficult.